As we reported on Thursday's news, city residents affected by Hurricane Sandy and community leaders from across the city rallied on the Lower East Side yesterday. As they stood in the cold, Congressmember Nydia Velasquez voiced the concerns of many of those whose lives had been devastated by the storm.
Si se puede. Si se puede. If there is anything that we have learned through this tragedy of Sandy is that the most precious thing that this country has is its people. And we have shown that we are all in this together.
That's right.
And that means that while we are discussing the landscape of this election and the impact of this election this week, one message is clear, that we must recognize as a nation that we are all in this together. It means the 2% wealthiest families in this country and the lady who spoke before us and who said that NYCHA and public housing developments are going through hell right now because of the poor infrastructure that they have, the fact that they don't have enough resources. It is rooted in those tax cuts that President Bush passed in 2001 and 2003. Trillions of dollars that were cut to benefit the 2% wealthiest families in this country. So when we are facing this week and this election, the message is clear. The number one priority that Congress is facing is jobs. Creating jobs is reinvesting in infrastructure and transportation so that we can get this economy growing again. And that we must share sacrifices across everyone in this country. It does mean that programs that are in place, from Medicare to Social Security to Medicaid, are not piggy bank, so that we provide the resources for anyone to cut taxes for the most wealthy families in this country. To President Barack Obama, stand tall and strong, because the people are behind you. And to the Congress, you gotta do what is right on behalf of our country. And it means creating jobs for everyone. For the Republicans, you must recognize that the Tea Party cannot be dictating the legislative agenda of our nation. To Speaker Boehner, it's over. Show leadership and do what is right on behalf of working families in this country. We cannot allow for the economy, nor the education of our children, public housing, Social Security, Medicare, to be held hostage by the Tea Party in this country. And if they do so, they will be relegated to a minority party for years to come. Thank you.
Wow. Congressmember Nydia Velasquez speaking on the Lower East Side of Manhattan yesterday morning.